The cap on international passenger arrivals isn't just a headache for Australians trying to get home. Tight COVID-19 restrictions are preventing overseas trained doctors from entering the country, raising concerns about future workforce shortages, particularly in rural Australia. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
The closure of Australia's international borders is starting to bite, with reports overseas trained doctors have been unable to get into the country. Melbourne-based psychiatrist Dr. Kim Jenkins had just wrapped up a stint in Gippsland in eastern Victoria when she was asked to stay on because the person due to take up the role was stuck in Hong Kong.
And now they're advertising the job again. I can't help them out any longer, but that's, you know, somebody was supposed to be coming from overseas to take up that position and now it's not filled.
It's a problem she expects will become more apparent in coming months.
Certainly in my own specialty of psychiatry, we have traditionally relied quite heavily on international medical graduates coming to fill areas of need in the workforce.
According to the latest Federal Health Department workforce data, 40% of psychiatrists working here in 2015 had been trained overseas, up from 27% in 2013. But it's not just specialists. About a third of all medical practitioners working in Australia had gained their qualifications overseas. Rural and remote healthcare is particularly reliant on migrant doctors.
Overseas trained doctors have filled a gap that Australian graduates have left in the provision of health services across Australia.
Peter Rutherford is the Chief Executive Officer of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia. She says Dr. Jenkins' experience is not an isolated incident.
Unfortunately not. It's been a real challenge, I guess, in relation to not just the international borders, but even moving health professionals across state borders. And it's been an ongoing challenge. I think the federal government have done what they could to extend any time limitations on our overseas trained medical graduates on various programs which enable access to Medicare benefits. But at the end of the day, we've got a maldistribution of medical workforce. We had that prior to COVID. Through COVID, you know, the cracks have been further exposed.
Last year, the federal government moved to fast-track the introduction of a national rural generalist pathway, which aims to help Australian medical students into rural jobs. Peter Rutherford says while it's an important program, the results won't be seen for another few years.
So we're still looking at a short to medium term reliance, at least, on our overseas international medical graduates. And, you know, the limitations that we've got with travel restrictions, you know, the need that we're going to desperately need to see on the horizon for a vaccine, these are all unanswered questions at the moment. Certainly there are some, you know, some big challenges on the horizon as we come out of the COVID period.
That's Peter Rutherford, the Chief Executive of the Rural Doctors Association, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.